Rama. When planning their 100th anniversary last year, one of the items the St. Anthony's Roman Catholic Church in Rama wanted to see was Polish folk dancing. However, due to the timing, around Canada Day, the province's only Polish folk dance group, the Regina-based Polonia Polish Folk Dance Ensemble, wasn't available. Yet that wasn't the end of that idea. I was rather surprised when an email popped up from Daniel Smella, the ensemble's president, just a few months ago, asking if we would be interested in a spring concert, said Mary Kowalishin with the church. Well, needless to say, that didn't take long for an answer. As a result, the ensemble performed at St. Anthony's Hall on April 23. Paulette Slopik, who served as the MC for the ensemble, said there's been quite a connection between the ensemble and the church in Rama over the years. For one, the ensemble used to be known as the St. Anthony's Polish Dancers, based out of a Roman Catholic church in Regina named after the same saint. My husband, Stan Slopik, who directs the adult group, he can remember coming here in the 1960s as a kid and dancing at that time in that community, Slopik said. We've known about Rama for a long time and it's just taken us a little while to be able to get here again. As well, one of the dancers was born in Rama. Like it's more well-known, in Saskatchewan, cousin, Ukrainian folk dancing, there are many different types of Polish folk dancing styles, coming from different regions of Poland. The Polonia Polish Folk Dance Ensemble doesn't limit itself to one style. We tried to get as many in as we can, Slopik said. We have a much more extensive repertoire than we'll see today because we tried to limit the show today to about 80 minutes. Each style of dance is unique from the other. I would say it's a bit like a fashion show because you have the different dances, different music, different style, different costume. There were around 60 dancers performing in Rama, with ages ranging from 4 to 70. Folk dancing is a wonderful activity for people and for children, Slopik said. The ensemble is open to all, whether they have a Polish connection or not. All of the costumes belong to the dance group, which means that for a child or a person to participate in Polish dancing, in our club, it's very, very affordable. The ensemble is run by volunteers, including the artistic directors and instructors. The event in Rama ended with a draw where the prizes were Polish foods, a 50-50 draw and a get-together that included muffins.